today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Support. I'm Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We've got a great show this week. We're going to take the first hour. We talk about some economic issues as they pertain to the sectors that we're involved in. And then in the second hour, Jeff and I, Bob Moriarty, some other guys are going to talk about some of the political stuff that's going on. We're pretty angry about some of the direction, as you all know, some of the direction that we think the current administration is taking us into. And we're just going to talk about that a little bit. We get some great feedback from you folks on our forum. I guess those in the know call it a blog, but I'm too old to do that, so I got to call it something sophisticated like a forum. Having said that, got a gentleman on the line with me right now who was a frequent guest on the show before. He's going to become a frequent guest on the show again, Greg McCoach. You know, Greg and I were chatting off mic a little bit about the current situation in the resource sector. Greg also spends a fair amount of time in Vancouver, British Columbia, and he said, you know, you go up there and what was once a very, very vibrant sector in terms of players in the resource industry has become, you know, it's kind of like a balloon with all the air sucked out of it. I know that's the case also because I spent an awful lot of time up there, too. But I have to tell you, I think that that air is going to, sooner rather than later, be reinflated into the balloon. And the reason I say that is there are some quality deals out there, many of which I am personally invested in, as you folks are aware, that they're just way too undervalued right now. And I don't think that their future share performance is going to be particularly dependent on the price of the commodities that they're mining, specifically gold and silver. I think you're going to see adjustments, and I think that once our economy gets more or less, once people understand what's going on, for lack of better terms, I think you're going to see a real resurgence, for lack of better terms, in the stocks in this particular sector. Greg, what do you think, bud?
Yeah, I mean, it feels dreadful right now for people. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of suffering. But there's real opportunity here. You know, if you take the contrarian view like I do, the worse things get, the better the opportunity is. So it's a crisis. It's been an ongoing struggle. It's been a grind. It's been very difficult to try to help people through this and to continue to want to invest in these kind of things. Like you said earlier, when I was up in Vancouver, I couldn't believe how much energy had been let out of the balloon, so to speak, as I was talking with people and having meetings. There's blood in the streets. There's no doubt about it. And we've all been affected by it. But again, there's real opportunity. And where's the bottom? I don't know. But it seems like we're getting close. When I hear things like Jim Rogers is buying gold again, I just heard that earlier in the week. That starts to give me some signs. I start to see some evidence that maybe we are getting close to a turn. You start to see JP Morgan Chase closing out their short positions in the metals. There's another piece of evidence that maybe we're getting close to the bottom and make the turn. I don't think anything dramatic is going to happen this summer, but I'm hoping that we do kind of lightly bounce off the bottom and start to recover a little bit. That would be the first thing we need to see. But overall, you know, like you said, this industry is not going away.
No.
So I just think that for whatever reason, gold's had this correction, however you want to describe that, to me, it's just setting us up for the next big run, which is going to take these metals to highs that haven't been hit yet. So there's real opportunity shopping the bottom here. I don't try to time the bottom. I just say if you have available cash, look at some of these companies that are trading below cash, or producers who are in commercial production with low cash costs whose share prices are ridiculously low. I mean, those are going to be the companies that rebound the quickest. And if you just realign your portfolio with that alone, you should do very, very well.
Well,
so I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, we may have to suffer more. I don't know. like I said, I don't have a crystal ball. You don't have a crystal ball, but we look for the best evidence we can find to tell us that, you know, we're getting close to a turn.
You know, I think the only thing that could keep that turn from occurring, and I think it's worth talking about because it was a good example, I would believe, of. You know, the truth in what I'm about to say just a couple of weeks ago, and I was on record as saying this a couple of years ago, I said that the only thing that I felt could impede a continued upward movement in the price of gold was if, in fact, investors around the world understood that the economy of the United States and the economies of the European countries, instead of continuing to falter and even fall, for lack of better terms, if everything that the Fed is claiming is going to be beneficial for our economy came true, and if people understood that, then I think you would see a decline in the price of gold and silver. And I think that had a bit to do with the dramatic fall that both gold and silver took week before last, I guess I should say. But, you know, look what happened to the gold market on Friday. It began to rebound again. Sure, a lot of people said, well, that's only short covering, not a big deal. But, Greg, I got to tell you, you know, serious investors in precious metals are very, very sophisticated people. And I think the tide's going to turn and they're going to realize, hey, the emperor doesn't have any clothes. And then I think you're going to see the price of the precious metals go back up. Any comments on that?
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree with you. Look at the countries that are most interested, the big countries that are buyers of gold, Russia, China. They are looking to change the mechanisms by which the gold market works. In other words, gold is priced in U.S. dollars, controlled mostly by the COMEX. They don't like what they see on the COMEX, so they want to have their own exchanges in their own currencies, right? Now, you know, the Fed doesn't want that. The powers that be don't want that. But, you know, I think that's very bullish for gold as well, that other countries want to, you know, get what they feel is a rightful value for gold. Is gold at its current value? Is it where it should be? Is it undervalued? Some people feel it's still overvalued, that it has further potential to go down. Everybody is going to weigh in on that. I just believe no matter how low we go, whether we're at the bottom now or whether we go a little lower, it really doesn't matter because in the bigger picture, in the longer term, gold and silver are going to levels that people can't even understand. And it's just a matter of a time. It's a function of time. It's not a matter of if this is going to happen. I look at it as when. And when you have a government that has an electronic printing press that can continue to just create trillions of dollars out of thin air and pump it right into the system, hoping for a different result, where's that money gone? Well, it's gone into the general Dow stock market, right? The level of these Dow stocks, these companies don't deserve these kind of valuations. Look at their earnings, and these are the highest flyers within the economy. So sooner or later, reality, or like I like to say, gravity has to take hold. And when it does, when these asset bubbles that have been created by all this crazy money that's been created, sooner or later, the air is going to get let out of those, and gold and silver will correct to the upside again. So it's all about timing, you know, and investing, especially with these juniors, you try to buy at the lowest level. That way you have less risk in the market if some undoing comes again. I think we're at very good valuations now. If it gets even better, well, you have even less risk if you have enough cash to come in and make some purchases on these great values.
I agree. Got to cut you off just for a second, Greg. We've got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be back with Greg McCoach. We're going to talk a little bit about the service that he offers. We're going to talk a little bit about what we think is going to happen in the resource industry.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,287.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,321.31, $660.65 for a half ounce, or $330.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,321.31, $660.65, and $330.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We get some great input from you guys, and Big Al really appreciates that. Greg, you know, a couple of things that you and I were chatting about off mic, for lack of better terms, is the concept of really who should be investing in this, in the sector of junior resource companies, you know, and who really shouldn't. And I have to tell you, in my opinion, I think that only one of two types of individuals ought to be involved in this industry. One of them is an individual who has a competent investment advisor who really knows his way around or her way around the industry. Because if you don't have any acumen in what we're talking about, you should not be writing checks just to protect yourself. It's silly. But the other type of individual is you know, typified by the folks who are very actively participating on our site in the forum, and those are people who spend an awful lot of time studying the various aspects of the industry, studying the companies, doing their own due diligence. Yeah, they're probably losing money right now, as I certainly am, but I have to tell you, if you really ferret things out for yourself, assuming you're not working with a very competent individual, then I think you're minimizing your long-term risk. How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. This is a volatile market. You shouldn't be in this market if you don't understand that. I understand that. I've taken bigger losses than I've ever taken in my entire life in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful, but I understand this market, and I regroup, and I'm looking to, move into those companies that are getting so grossly undervalued that it becomes almost stupid, and it becomes almost a no-brainer to buy companies that are trading less than cash or,
sure,
far below what their asset values are if they're a production company. So we're seeing that right now. And, this is opportunity, right? And you get to buy these things at rock bottom prices, which de-risks, not totally de-risks, but brings in much less risk as an investor.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes what happens, retail investors do the opposite.
Right.
And as a newsletter writer, I get caught in this, right? The market's doing well, the companies have money, they're moving and shaking, they're making news, and you think, oh, I got to get involved, they're doing a drill program, this is an exciting area. But the stock's at, prices that are euphoric, right?
Right.
And that euphoria often brings us to our knees if we get in at those levels. Sometimes it works out if they hit right away on the drill program, but if it doesn't work out and then a market event to the downside occurs, you're left hanging upside down, right?
Yeah.
So it's a volatile market. It's not for everybody. I feel bad for the people who don't understand this, get involved, and then get their heads handed to them right away.
Right.
Even the best of the best people that I know in this industry have gotten their heads handed to them in this downturn.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to be ashamed of. You just have to understand how this market operates. If you're going to get involved, you have to learn to buy low, like right now, when no one wants to buy.
Right.
And when the euphoria comes, you have to train yourself to sell and not get too greedy, because I've made that mistake. Some of the sharpest people I know in this industry have made that mistake. You've got to learn to sell. As soon as you get a double on these stocks, you have to start taking money. A lot of times people go for that 10X, and it starts moving up. They get excited. They start buying more shares, and all of a sudden something happens, and stock gets cut in half, and then they're caught.
Right. No.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we have been involved in this industry for an awful long time, and, boy, I have to tell you, I've seen that too many times over the years, but I've also seen over the years really how these cycles work. And cycles are totally unpredictable, for lack of better terms, but the one thing that is very predictable is this too shall pass. I mean, what we have going on right now is, in terms of the very, very bearish nature, for lack of better terms, of the sector that we're involved in, the mining stocks, it's going to pass. It always does, and it always will. I mean, society is incredibly dependent on the mining industry. Society would not have evolved to the standard that it's evolved into if it were not for the mining industry. So, as I said,
absolutely,
this too shall pass. We got about 3 minutes left here, Greg. Tell us, tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your newsletter.
I write a newsletter called The Mining Speculator. I've done so for, it's going into the 14th year here in July. It's been a great ride in the early years. It's been a more difficult ride in the last few several years, but I'm very optimistic about what's coming. You know, like you said, the disconnect we see in society, they want all these technological gadgets, cell phones, nice cars, nice houses. They don't realize you can't have any of that stuff without mining.
Right.
And, responsible mining. We want responsible mining. You and I, we're only working with people who are responsible miners. We're not
sure
going to work with anybody who's trying to damage the environment.
No.
95% of the people we come across in this industry are trying to do the right things for the right reason from an environmental standpoint.
Sure.
So you'd be stupid to do anything else. So with that in mind, there are great opportunities out there. The market has to turn if people want to have copper, lead, nickel, zinc, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. I recently, I was telling subscribers about this high school auditorium presentation I gave, and I started the presentation with a trash can in my hand, and they're looking at me like, what's this guy doing with this big trash can? I think, how many people here have a negative opinion about mining? Mm-hmm. About half the hands went up. Right. Well,
mm-hmm.
We don't want to get into that part of the discussion right now. But why does half of the young people of the United States think that mining is a bad thing? Right. So then I said to them, well, I'm going to pass this trash can around to all of you who said you think mining is a bad thing, and I need you to drop in all your Game Boys, cell phones, laptops, iPads, iPods, whatever. Drop it in there because you can't have any of that stuff without mining.
Right.
Then I went on to give the presentation about how many pounds of copper and lead and nickel and zinc, coal, oil, gas,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to need in their lifetimes to have the lifestyle that they're accustomed to.
Right.
And I at the end of the presentation, I again said, now how many people have a bad opinion of mining? Not a hand went up. Right. Well, this is the kind of disconnect we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. People have no idea. I always like the expression. I take my kids up to the Leadville, Colorado museum, mining museum, and they have a great display on there, all the things that come from mining in the house. Well, everything comes from mining. The mirror that you look at every morning, the toothpaste that you brush your teeth with,
right.
The gypsum in the wallboards, right? The slogan goes, if it's not grown, meaning agricultural food or timber products, everything you see has to be mined.
Yeah. No,
right?
And that's so true. And the important thing about that to realize is that you got to realize the importance of that statement, for lack of better terms. There is absolutely nothing that we would have in this world if that particular item didn't fall into one of those two categories.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. In this hour, we're talking about economic issues. We're going to get into political issues in the next hour. The political issues are people who are going to be helping me out are Greg McCoach again. Greg is a very opinionated and very well-informed individual when it comes to politics. Dan Pacini, same deal. We're going to talk with Dan a little bit about the situation with Snowden. And then to wrap up the last two segments of the second hour, we're going to chat with Jeff Deist and Bob Moriarty about all of these wonderful things that are going on in terms of the government. Got a really interesting thing that happened yesterday that we talked about in a daily editorial yesterday, Friday, June 28th, and that was some records were set in terms of the volumes on the GDX, which is a compilation of the major gold mining shares. Volume yesterday was 75 million. That's up significantly from the prior record volume. GDXJ, compilation of the juniors, volume was 9.5 million. That's up significantly over anything they had done previously. NUGT, 50 million, same deal. All of these closed up, as did gold. Gold closed up yesterday, $34.50 to $12.36.30. Gary Savage, who is one of our go-to guys because he is very, very bright when it comes to technical issues dealing with finances, is on the line with me right now. And Gary, what do you attribute this to yesterday, and where do you think it's going to lead us?
I think we finally got the bottom for this 6-7 month correction that we've seen. That volume was double any other up day in history. And I think what happened is I think the bulls ambushed the bears. I don't believe anybody thought that gold could rally on the last day of the quarter. You know, all the window dressing, all the fund managers are selling anything, even vaguely precious metals related. And I think the bears thought they had a freebie on Friday. And it looks to me like the bulls ambushed them. And I think we have finally gotten a bottom.
Now, when I woke up Friday morning and looked at the various wire services and looked at the various quotes, et cetera, the initial response was this is nothing more than some minor short covering. You don't seem to agree with that, and I don't agree with it either, but I have a whole different time frame than a lot of other people. I'm a real gold bull, as our listeners are aware, but my time frame is not what's going to happen on a Friday, what's going to happen on a Monday, et cetera. My time frame is significant. Longer than that, but you know, a little bit of short covering would not cause volumes like that in GDX, GDXJ, and NUGT, right?
No, not that kind of volume, but that's how bottoms are put in. The shorts, you know, cover, and if this is the real bottom, then we're going to see a short squeeze. We're going to see it Monday, probably see it Tuesday, we may see it Wednesday. And this thing will just continue to go higher, to scream higher, mm-hmm. forcing all of these, and there's a ton of shorts out there. It's going to squeeze those shorts and force them to cover. And then at that point, then I think if I'm correct, and this was the correction that separates the second phase of the bull market from the bubble phase,
mm-hmm.
I think Friday was the bottom of that correction. And I think we are probably starting into the bubble phase. And if that's happening, then we should. That's exactly what should happen. It should just scream higher, get overbought quickly, lock everybody out. Basically, the same thing that happened in interest rates. You know, once they turned violently, and then they just kept going and going. Never gave anybody a chance to. Well, I guess if you're in bonds, to get out.
Not mm-hmm.
But interest rates, have just spiked. Gold should do the same thing. If we are starting the bubble phase.
Well, interestingly enough, you look at the closing numbers for the 28th yesterday. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down. It was down 115 points, 114.89 specifically. The Russell was down. The New York Stock Exchange Index was down. The only U.S. major exchange that was up was the NASDAQ, and it was up only $1.38, which is absolutely nothing when you consider that the absolute number there is 3,405. Having said that, the dollar was also up yesterday slightly. It was up about 19 cents to 83.15, and in spite of that, gold and silver, we forgot to mention silver, but silver was up significantly yesterday. It was up about $1.15. And when you realize that's based on a price of around 19 bucks, I would have to say that's pretty good. All of the platinum group metals, well, not all, but platinum and palladium were both up substantially yesterday, too. Platinum was up 25 bucks and palladium was up $15. So the close that we got yesterday really does lead me to believe, you're saying, I think this might be the bottom. You're not coming out like a lot of other people would come out and say, hey, I guarantee you this is the bottom. And I appreciate you putting it that way. And the reason I say that is because you're bright enough to know that in this business, absolutely nothing is for sure until it actually has a little bit of history behind it. The precious metals market is a pretty crazy place, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think if we continue Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then I think you can put a hard stop below Friday's low. And if that gets violated, then get out and stay on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be, I think it's going to turn out to be the bottom.
I really don't disagree, and I guess one of the reasons that I'm kind of putting a little bit of my money where my mouth is in this case is that from a fundamental standpoint, there is absolutely no reason for gold to be at these low levels. It just, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you're the expert along with, some other folks on the show, Doc and Rick Ackerman and Roger. You guys are the expert when it comes to charts. I'm a simple man. I'm just based on, simplistically speaking, what's going on in the world. And the world's a pretty crazy place, man.
Every country in the world is printing money. Yeah, unless we are in some magical universe where nothing bad is going to happen from this, which I just don't believe. If you look at history, this has been tried hundreds of times. It has never worked. Is this the one time in history that all of a sudden, we're going to print money and nothing bad is going to happen? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, you can't know. I mean, facts are facts. Like my dad used to say, one on one is always going to equal two as long as you buy the concept of pure mathematics. Well, the same is true here. I mean, what's the longest that any fiat currency has lasted in history? a little over 200 years, and that's quite frankly about it. And, you know, we're not at 200 years yet. I mean, we went off an asset-based currency back in the early 70s, but it just, the results of going off of the gold standard, as an example, think what you want about gold, but the results of going off the gold standard have proven to be absolutely disastrous, Gary.
Oh, exactly. And it's been my theory for 5 years now that this would end in the currency markets. It began in the tech market with the tech bubble bursting.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bernanke inflated a real estate bubble and a credit bubble, and then and the cancer moved into that area, and then all of that collapsed. And so countries took all that bad debt onto the sovereign balance sheets. So we moved the cancer into the public balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's starting to unravel. I mean, you've seen what's happening to the bond rates here in the U.S. And that's starting to unravel. So their solution is always to print more money. And so the cancer, the end game is in the currency markets. You print and print and print until you break the currency. And at that point, printing doesn't fix anything anymore. It just makes it worse. I think we're nearing that end game within the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, it's an interesting time right now. We've had a little bit of a number of people, I guess, because of the price of the direction of the price of precious metals of late, have kind of been wagging their fingers and saying, "You guys are all crazy." But I have to say, no, and they're saying that because as of yesterday, Friday, gold was down 20% on the year. It was down 316.70 points. On the 30-day change, it was down about 11% or 157.40. But you can't. I got to tell you, man. In my humble opinion, I just don't think that you can mess with economic principles, not even close, and I think that's what's happened. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Continuing with the trend in business, going to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report with a couple of buddies of mine, Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold and Alan Butler from Butler on Business and also now Liberty Express Radio. Gentlemen, we've talked about this earlier. I talked about it with Gary Savage, talked about it a little bit with Greg McCoach. I want to chat with you about this because I think that yesterday might have been the beginning of a major turn in the gold market. Just to remind listeners, yesterday the GDX was had volume of 75 million shares, which was far and away a record volume for that particular compilation of major mining companies. GDXJ had a volume of 9.5 million shares, way, way above the previous high in volume, and it also closed up. The NUGT, another one, had a volume yesterday of 50 million shares, which was very, very high, the highest as a point of fact for that particular derivative. Gold closed up $34.50. 1236.30. Silver also closed up. Interestingly enough, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down, as did the New York Stock Exchange Index. The Canadian exchanges, however, closed up. To me, that is really saying something. Next week is really going to be interesting. I think this could be the harbinger of a very, very interesting upward movement in the price of gold, and I think that could very well drag the mining shares along with it. Who wants to start out?
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm doing, and I appreciate the fact that when you talk about investment, you say what you're doing rather than give advice. I don't give advice, and I'm not a registered advisor, but here's what I've been doing. There are stocks that I've been tracking for years that are down 98%, and there are stocks that have good projects and are economic at some price of gold, and I have been picking up half a dozen stocks that are penny stocks, and I mean that, 3.5 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents, that are down 98%, and I've just been snapping them up over the last day or two.
Right.
Now, gold went down to 1179 overnight, and it closed up $35. The intraday move today was $55, and every indication is that it's a bottom. Now, when you have a correction, and I'm going to plead guilty here, I'm just as guilty as every other newsletter writer and every other gold commentary. We didn't focus enough on corrections, and I've been having people just beat me up left, right, center for the last week or two saying, you didn't predict this. And to the extent that all these guys predicted $10,000 gold, $50,000 gold, the one thing you never hear from them is correction. This is a correction. It is like a stretched rubber band, and the more it stretches, the more violent the turn will be. And I think we're in for an interesting 6 months to a year.
Alan, what do you think? What are you telling the folks down in Atlanta, Georgia, on Butler on Business?
Well, I have a regular contributor that comes on my show that's a technical guy, not only in equities, but in precious metals as well, trades on the floor of the Merck. He, when I posed the question to him, because Friday's action looked like your typical key reversal, almost the inverse of what we saw in equities on May 22nd. His position was that what we saw Friday was a dead cat bounce. When I said, well, didn't this meet the criteria of the same criteria we saw, but in reverse of that key reversal on May 22nd, he said, yeah, you could make a case for that. But I know this fella in particular has been no fan of gold. In fact, he's one of the guys I call a paper bug whenever he refers to me as a gold bug.
Mm-hmm. From a fundamental standpoint, and I hate to keep saying this and saying it and saying it, but from a fundamental standpoint, it simply does not make sense for gold and silver to continue to go down. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to beat a dead horse, you know, and I've got a listener in Hong Kong by the name of Tony who says I spend too much time talking about gold. But, you know, the thing you have to realize, and I appreciate Tony's comments, and there is truth in that, but when you have the gyrations that are going on in the precious metals markets right now, to me, they are very, very indicative of a much, much larger situation than just the price of gold or the price of silver. Bob, I know you feel the same way, bud.
Well, you are absolutely correct, and that was a really beautiful way of putting it. Let me give you an example from a fundamental point of view. 70% of the platinum in the world is produced in South Africa. They have very significant labor problems in South Africa. The cost, cash cost to produce an ounce of platinum is around $1,900. Platinum is selling for $1,339 today. Now, from a fundamental point of view, it is simply true that you cannot produce below the cost of production. They will shut mines down. Now, we have a 53-year supply of gold above ground, so you could shut every gold mine in the world tomorrow. You could keep them shut for 20 years, and it would have nothing to do with the price of gold. Platinum, on the other hand, or palladium, or silver, or rhodium, that is not true. Those are commodities that are consumed. Now, you can look for a far higher price for platinum, palladium, or rhodium because they have to go up because of supply and demand. But you are absolutely correct. What we are seeing and have seen for the last 3 months is a massive liquidity event caused by problems in the EU and caused by problems in China. And the world's financial system is in the process of blowing up right now. And the price of gold, silver, platinum, and rhodium is a symptom of a far bigger problem.
Yeah, you know, Alan, I know you talk about this a lot on your show, about the bigger problem. And the bigger problem, and one of the reasons I have to interject here that I don't spend a lot of time on technical analysis, I have regular guests on the show who are all good friends of mine who are much, much better technicians than I could ever hope to be. But to me, it's all common sense, for lack of better terms. I mean, when you have the situations that are going on politically, when you have the situations around the world that are going on in terms of instability, when you have the situations that are going on financially around the world, here's an example I read just last week where a major Italian bank came out and said they are sure that the Italian government is going to go to the IMF and look for a bailout sooner rather than later. The debt of the country of Italy is the third largest debt in the world behind Japan and the United States. How's them apples, guys?
I think we are at the beginning of the end game, personally. You know, Thursday, Al, I talked to my friend who ran the Bureau of Labor Statistics
right.
for 5 years. we normally get together on the first Friday of every month when the jobs report comes out.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for my conversation with him is I get really frustrated hearing the pundits refer to the quote-unquote unemployment rate.
Right.
So I asked him in his expert opinion, because we've got the U3, the U6, the employment to population ratio and the participation rate, to cut through all that and tell me what is the real number. And he drew an interesting distinction between what we refer to as the unemployment rate and what the career people inside the BLS refer to as the jobless rate. And the jobless rate in this country is 24%, according to him, through the end of May.
Yeah.
That means 24% of the people who want a job currently do not have one.
Yeah.
That is a staggering number. It's a low that we have not seen since 1979. I argue repeatedly that this so-called recovery has been an illusion, a statistical illusion brought about by the deliberate understatement of inflation, and that gold and silver are the ultimate hedge for the inflation that has already been created. It's just the government, every time inflation rears its ugly head, they redefine inflation so as to tell us we don't have any.
Yeah.
So I view this recent weakness in the precious metals is one hellacious buying opportunity.
No, I
agree. But that's me.
I agree 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a break here at the top of the hour for the news and some commercials. We're going to get Bob Moriarty back in the 7th and 8th segment. We're going to talk about a subject near and dear certainly to his heart and all of our hearts, and that subject happens to be politics. Let's see, by the way, cutting back to business just for a second, let's see what happens over the next just very few weeks in the precious metals markets. I would maintain that there is a better than average possibility you're going to see him scream. Come on back for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.